all the doors to the rooms were closed.
如果有小孩子的话，小孩子可能会拉着你的手说 ，Uncle， 我带你去我的房间看。
But if they have kids, they would the kids would probably hold your hand and drag you and say, "Come to my room, and then I show you my room."
这个女主人会非常的紧张。
And the female host of the house will be very nervous.
但是小孩子他非常的纯洁真实。
But a little child is very simple-minded and pure and honest.
所以当他们常常说你有看见吗？我们不会觉得有什么负面的想法。
So when they ask, "Did you see that?" We will not have a negative thoughts.
那相对的，在成人的世界里头呢，我们却常常。 这个也是在心里面问说，你有没有看见
？On the contrary, in the adult world, a lot of time we will ask this question: Did you see that？
很多的时候是我们觉得不可以让人家知道，不可以让人家看见，所以我们心里问说，有人看见吗
？But a lot of times it refers to things that we do not wish others to see and others should not see. Therefore, we ask: Did you see that？
但是我们有时候也会有那种，这个你有看见吗？我做了什么事情，你有看见吗
？But sometimes we will ask also these questions and say, "Did you see that? Did you see what I did?"
我们请看马太福音第6章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音6章第1节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
第1节。 你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。在这里，主耶稣提到做好事情，做对的事情。Here
the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned about the acts of righteousness, the right thing to do.
主耶稣说，不要故意叫别人看见。He
says, "Do not let your act of righteousness." Do not do it before men to be seen by them.
当我们在做好事的时候，如果总是不要让人看见。
If we are doing good deeds, but yet we do not want others to see it.
那我们做好事的机会可能就会很少。
Then we probably have a lot less opportunity to do good deeds.
所以主要的是我们的动机，我们的心态。
So what is important is our motivations and what attitude we carry that out.
我们都接受圣经的教导，我们都很乐意来做好事。
We all know and accepted the teaching in the Bible, and we are all very willing to do good deeds.
我们今天晚上就来谈谈我们做好事的这一个话题。
And so tonight I would like to talk about the topic of doing acts of righteousness or doing good deeds.
我们不但做对的事情，而且要把它做得美。
And not only that, we need to do things that are good, we need to do that beautifully.
如果做对的事情但做得不美的话，那么它的价值就很少。
If we do good deeds but yet we did not do it beautifully, then the value was less.
所谓的价值少就是第一节。 最后一句话所说的，你们不能够得到你们天父的赏赐了。What
I mean by having less values is what was referred to in the last part of verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1, is that you will not have reward from your Father in heaven.
我们不但在人的面前被人认为说这是一件对的事情、好的事情，而且在神的面前要被神认为这你做得非常的美。
And not only that, we need to do deeds that are deemed good and right in the front of men, but it has to be done beautifully in the eyes of God.
所以这就跟我们做一个事情的那种心态跟动机很有关系。
And that has a lot to do with the attitudes and the motivations of our actions.
我们请看马可福音的14章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音14章第6节
Mark 14 verse 6
第6节耶稣说由他把为什么为难他呢他在我身上做的是一件美事这里主耶稣称赞玛利亚所做的一件事情是美事
Here Jesus praised something that Mary did and said that was a beautiful thing.
玛利亚是坐在当时的众人的面前。
And Mary did this before everyone.
她如果不让人知道，那么她就没有办法做这件事情。
But if she cared about not having other people see what she did, then she would not be able to do or carry out this task.
所以我们通常不用去顾虑说这个不能够让人家知道。
And sometimes we should not care too much about not doing it before the men.
因为我们所做的事情总是会让人知道，总是会让人看见。
Because whatever we do, someone will notice and someone will see.
像玛利亚她做的这件美事呢，事实上是坐在众人的面前。
Just as Mary, what she did, she performed this in front of everyone.
虽然众人都知道，但是主耶稣却仍然称赞她说这是一件美事。
Even though everyone see what she did, but Jesus still praised her and say she had done a beautiful thing.
因为她的动机，她的态度是美的。
Because her attitude and her motivation behind her action was beautiful.
因为她抓住这个机会。
And she had hold on and grasp on to this opportunity.
因为大家都知道主耶稣将要受死。
Because everyone knows that the Lord Jesus are about to give up his life.
在这最后的时刻里头，玛利亚在想的说，我能够做什么？
And at this very last moment, Mary thought to herself, what can I do?
她要尽她的力量来坐在主耶稣的身上。
She would put all efforts to do something beautiful on Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣死了,
if Jesus had died,
她不太有可能靠近主耶稣的尸体。
And it would be impossible for her to get close to Jesus' body.
而现在她 正有机会可以用香膏来膏耶稣。
But right now, she had that opportunity to pour out her perfume on Jesus Christ.
那她做这件事情啊，也是有信心的依靠着神来做。
And she did this because she had faith and she was relying on God.
因为她要做的事情可能会有人反对。
Because what she was about to do might be criticized by others.
真的，她在做这件事的事情的时候， 有人就给她一个很负面的批评。
Very rightly, after she did this, someone gave her a very negative review.
在第五节说，不但一个人，说他们有一些人就向玛利亚生气。
In verse 5, it said not only one, but some of them rebuked her and was mad at her.
那为什么主耶稣说他所做的是美？
So why is it that Jesus praised her deed and say it was a beautiful thing?
因为主耶稣看到她的这个动机跟她的态度。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ saw her motivation and her attitude.
所以我们做好的事情，对的事情，还要加上做得美。
So when we do something good, when we do something right, we have to do it beautifully.
这样子更能够蒙天父的纪念。
And if we do so, then it will be for sure remembered by our Heavenly Father.
能够得着神的纪念，这样的事情是最有价值的。
And to be remembered by our Heavenly Father is something that is the most valuable.
我们来看看圣经里头一些做善事，而且是做得美的一些例子。
Let's look at some examples of people who did good work or charity, and they did it so beautifully.
从这些查考里头，希望能够给我们一些提醒，给我们一些启发。
And so from our study, I hope that it would motivate us and it would remind us.
因为我们都努力的在做好的事情。
Because we all strive to do good.
请看耶利米书38章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 38.
耶利米书38章第6节。
Jeremiah 38, verse 6.
第6节，他们就拿住耶利米下在哈米勒的儿子玛基亚的劳役里，那劳役在护卫兵的宴中，他们用绳子将耶利米系下去，劳役里没有水，只有衣泥，耶利米就陷在衣泥中。
Verse 6, so they took Jeremiah and put him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, which was in the courtyard of the guard. They lowered Jeremiah by ropes into the cistern. It had no water in it, only mud. And Jeremiah sank down into the mud.
当时耶利米传讲神给他的信息。
Jeremiah was proclaiming the message he received from God.
但是却这些犹大国的这些 这些官长呢，却是很不喜悦耶利米所说的话。
But the official in the kingdom of Judah was not pleased by the words Jeremiah preached.
他们甚至认为耶利米这样的人呢，不应该让他活着。
They even think that someone like Jeremiah does not deserve to live.
虽然这个西底家王他知道耶利米是神的先知。
And even though the king know that Jeremiah was the messenger of God.
但是这个王不敢主张公义。
But this king Zedekiah, he was not he does not want to put 主张正义,
righteous.
He does not want to carry out his righteousness.
所以他对这些人说耶利米就交给你们。 看你们要怎么处理。
So he handed Jeremiah to the people and said, "You can do whatever you please with him."
所以这一些人呢，他们就等于是虐待这个耶利米先知。
And so these people was actually abusing Jeremiah.
把他关在最恶劣的环境最不好的这个监狱里头。
And they locked him up in a dungeon that was the worst dungeon.
所以耶利米。 是陷在淤泥里头
And so they put Jeremiah into the mud
第七节
Verse 7
在王宫的太监古实人以伯米勒听见他们将耶利米下入牢狱那时王坐在便雅悯门口
But Abed-Melech, a Cushite, an official in the royal palace heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern while the king was sitting in the Benjamin gate
这里有一个敬畏神的人，他是一个外族人，他是一个古实人。
And here was a man who feared God, an outsider called a Cushite called Abed-Melech.
第八节
Verse 8
以伯米勒就从王宫里出来，对王说，第九节
9
主我的王啊，这些人向耶利米先知一昧的行恶，将他下在牢狱中，他在那里必因饥饿而死，因为城中再没有粮食。
Verse 8, Abed-Melech went out of the palace and said to him, My lord the king, these men have acted wickedly in all they have done to Jeremiah the prophet. They have thrown him into a cistern when he will starve to death when there's no longer any bread in the city.
这个人在王的面前呢, 来为耶利米说话。
So these men had said good words for Jeremiah in front of the king.
他说这样子啊, 这个神的先知耶利米会死掉的。
He said, if we continue to do this, then Jeremiah, the prophet of God, will surely die.
第十节,
Verse 10.
王就吩咐古实人以伯米勒说,你从这里带领三十人, 趁着先知耶利米未死以前, 将他从牢狱中提上来。
Then the king commanded Abed-Melech the Cushite, take 30 men from here with you, and lift Jeremiah, the prophet, out of the cistern before he dies.
所以王就允许这个以伯米勒, 去将耶利米救出来
And so the king approved what Abed-Melech said to rescue Jeremiah
11节
Verse 11
于是以伯米勒带领这些人同去进入王宫到库房以下从那里取了些碎布和破烂的衣服用绳子坠下牢狱去到耶利米那里
So Abed-Melech took the men with him and went to a room under the treasury in the palace He took some old rags and worn out clothes from there and let them down with ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern.
所以这个人他马上的采取行动。
So this man immediately took action.
这里特别提到说他额外的又做了一些事情。
And here it especially mentioned the extra things that he did.
12节
Verse 12
古实人以伯米勒对耶利米说你用这些碎布和破烂的衣服放在绳子上垫你的
Abed-Melech the Cushite said to Jeremiah, Put these old rags and worn out clothes under your arms to pad the ropes. Jeremiah did so.
十三节
，13,
这样他们用绳子将耶利米从牢狱里拉上来，耶利米仍在护卫兵的院中。
And they pulled him up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, and Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard.
这个人做了一件善事。
This man did a good thing.
而且啊，他做得美。
And he did it so beautifully.
为什么他做得美呢？
Why did I say that he did it beautifully?
虽然是额外的一个小动作，但是他是很用心在做这件事情。
Even though it seems like it's such a minute, extra things that he did, but he did it anyway.
他实在也考虑那个被他帮助的人。
And he also concerned about the person he was helping.
他没有让这个耶利米在被救的过程当中，非常的难受，非常的痛苦。
He did not let Jeremiah suffer even more while he was being rescued.
他知道要把耶利米上来拉上来，只用绳子，耶利米的手可能会受伤。
And he knew without the pads, while Jeremiah was being dragged out of the cistern, his arm might hurt.
很有可能耶利米在被放下去的时候，他已经受伤了。
And it could be that Jeremiah was already hurt while he was put into the cistern.
如果没有垫着这些布，可能那个有伤口摩擦，可能会很疼痛。
And if he were not have these kind of pads around his arm, and the rope will have friction with his wound, and it will hurt him so much.
当我们在做好事的时候，我们本身总是会有很美好的感觉。
When we were doing good deeds, we all have these good feelings.
所以有一句话说，做善事是最快乐的。
And therefore, there's a saying that it was always a joyous thing to do good deeds.
真的，做善事的本身就是一件让我们非常快乐的事情。
Indeed, when we are doing good things, we will feel very happy.
那一种感觉非常的美，我在帮。我们正在帮助人。
That is a beautiful feeling that we feel, that we are helping others.
那种感觉非常的好，我正在行善。
There is such a good feeling we feel for ourselves because I'm doing good deeds.
但是我们如果没有考虑对方，可能对方我们正在行善的当中，对方是正在受苦。
But if we are not thinking about the person we're helping, maybe while we are doing good deeds to him, that person was actually suffering.
所以。做好事这是做善事这是对的，这是好的。
And doing good deeds, doing charity, something that's good and commendable.
但是如果要美的话，就是让这个过程当中也没有造成一些不必要的伤害。
And so, but if we want to do it beautifully, we need to do it in such a way that no one is actually hurting or we didn't help harm no one in the process.
我们常常是沉醉在那一种很好的感觉。
Sometimes we were lost in these good feelings that we're feeling.
而我们忽略了对方的那种感受。
But we neglect to or overlook the feeling of the person we're helping.
所以我们有时候会做了一些稍微带有伤害性的好事。
But sometimes we might actually doing a good deeds that potentially harm the other person.
如果这个人他没有想到说用一些布让耶利米垫着。
If this person we mentioned previously did not think of using the old rag and using old clothes as a pad.
他仍然是在做一件好事。
He still is doing some good deeds.
耶利米仍然是要感谢他。
Jeremiah still had to Jeremiah still had to be grateful to it.
但是过程里头耶利米的这个皮肉可能多了很多的这种疼痛。
But Jeremiah might have to suffer a lot more physical pain in the process.
我们请参考约伯记十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Job 16.
Job 16:1-2.
Job 16, verse 1 and 2.
耶伯回答说，这样的话我听了许多，你们安慰人，管教人，愁烦。
Then Job replied, I have heard many things like these. Miserable comforters are you all.
耶伯的朋友他们老远的来到耶伯这里。
Job's friends have travel far to go to his house.
他们知道，他们听说约伯遭受到极大的患难。
Because they had heard that terrible things had happened to Job.
啊，果然约伯是遭受了极大的患难。
And surely Job was in a great tragedy.
啊，他们几乎认不出自己的朋友约伯来。
They hardly can recognize their own friend Job.
啊，他们面对着约伯，他们讲不出话来。
And when they saw him, they could not even utter a word.
啊，他们跟约伯在那起一起为所遭遇的事情，在那边悲哀的，啊，悲哀的几天。
And they were in suffering with him for several days.
啊，他们实在想要来帮助约伯，安慰约伯，给约伯带来一些力量。
They wanted to help Job, to comfort him, and to bring him some strength.
啊，但是这里约伯说。你们要安慰人，管教人，筹还。
And but here, Job told them that they are miserable comforters.
啊，十九，再看十九章的第一节、第二节。
Let us also read Job chapter 19, verse 1 and 2.
啊，约伯回答说：“你们搅扰我的心，用言语压碎我，要到几时呢？”
Then Job replied, "How long will you torment me and crush me with your words?"
啊，所以约伯的朋友所带来的是，啊，既有伤害的。善行
and so what Job's friends brought to him was a type of a harmful good deeds.
哦，那这样的善行啊，就不是啊，就没有这个美。
And such good deeds lack the beauty.
哦，所以常常我们在朋友之间可能会这样子。
And sometimes between friends, we might do this.
啊，甚至在夫妻之间或者父母跟子女之间。
And sometimes between our spouse or sometimes between parents.
啊，我们带给对方的可能是这个啊，有一点伤害，带有一点伤害的这种好事。
What we did to others might be this type of harmful good deeds.
我们再请参考撒母耳记下第九章。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
Samuel 记下第九章第六节。
Second Samuel chapter 9 verse 6.
第六节，扫罗的孙子耶拿丹的儿子米挥波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米挥波设。”米挥波设说：“仆人在此。”
When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, your servant." He replied.
啊，这或许是米挥波设跟大卫的第一次见面。
This might be the first encounter or first meeting of David and Mephibosheth.
啊，看起来这米挥波设他是非常的紧张，非常的害怕的。
It seems like Mephibosheth was very anxious and he was very in fear.
啊，他来到大卫王的面前。
Because he was before the eyes of King David.
啊，他是上一个朝代的王的孙子。
He was the grandchildren, or the grandchild of the previous king.
啊，他的祖父啊，曾经跟大卫是啊是啊这个仇视大卫的。
And his grandfather was David's enemy.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗一切的田地都归还你，你也可以。”常与我同席吃饭。
Verse 7, "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table."
第八节，米挥波设又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样的眷顾。
”Verse 8, Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?"
啊，米挥第八节，我们可以看到米挥波设他真的是很紧张，很害怕。
And so from verse 8, we can see that Mephibosheth was actually terrified and he was very nervous.
哦，他看自己啊，就像啊，是很卑微的，好像死狗一样。
He see himself as a very lowly servant, just like a dead dog.
啊，真的常常一个失败者啊，真的是这么的啊，是这么的软弱，这么的卑微的。
And oftentimes someone who was defeated is that low and that despiseful.
大卫要做一件善事。
And David was about to do a good deed.
大卫要做一件对的事情。
David was about to do the right thing.
因为大卫曾经跟耶拿单立过约。
Because David had a covenant with Jonathan.
所以大卫他要持守他跟耶拿单所立的约。
And so David was wants to keep the promise or an oath that he gave Jonathan.
大卫想要帮助耶拿单的耶拿单的后代。
David wants to help the descendant of Jonathan.
那第七节啊，这个大卫啊，他首先说的话是什么？说你不要惧怕。
And the first thing David said on verse 7, he says, "Don't be afraid."
大卫没有先说啊，我将你的祖父的财产都还给你。
David did not tell him first that I'm going to give you back all your grandfather's belongings.
大卫站在米非波设的立场。
And David had put himself in Mephibosheth's shoes.
他能够感受到这个米非波设他现在的心境。
David could sense what kind of feeling Mephibosheth must have felt in his heart.
米非波设心中充满着惧怕。
That in his heart he was very terrified.
为什么米非波设会非常害怕？
Why was he terrified?
因为他有很多的这个猜疑在里头。
Because he had a lot of doubts,
questions. 为什么我在很偏僻的地方，这个国王要把我找来？
Why is it that the king seek for me, even though I have put myself in a very remote area?
国王把我叫到他面前是不是要对我有什么报复？
Did the king seek revenge since he had brought me all the way from that remote area to his palace?
所以这个大卫啊，他首先说你不要害怕。
Therefore, David first comforted him and said, "Don't be afraid."
那在这个之前呢，大卫也跟人家讲说，这是因为神的慈爱。
And before this, David also told the others that this is because the mercy of God.
今天我们很愿意来行善帮助人。
And today we are very willing to do good deeds to help others.
但是对方的他内心里头他的这种猜疑啊，有时候也是我们要考虑的。
But sometimes we need to be concerned of the questions or the doubts that the other person have.
有时候在某些社会环境里头，人跟人之间是很不容易互相信任的。
And in a certain situation or a certain environment, it is very hard for one to trust another.
那我们常常就忽略了那个对方的那种，他存有那种怀疑的心，不信任感。
And oftentimes we neglect to feel concerned or care about the other person's questions or hesitant or his doubt and his distrust.
所以我们如果没有留意的话，会让对方啊更加的有那种猜疑的心。
And so if we do not put attention to it, we will make that person question even more or hesitate even more.
比如说我们总是对这个来到教会的慕道朋友非常好，非常的友善。
For example, we'll always be very friendly and hospitable to our true seeker friends who came to our church.
但是有时候我们的朋友啊，他会心里想说，你是不是有什么企图或者用意？
But sometimes our friends might feel, do you have a scheme or do you treat me this well for a certain purpose?
因为有些人他生活的环境就是那种充满着不能够信任的环境来成长的。
Because someone might have grown up in an environment where he doesn't trust anyone.
所以大卫考虑到这个米非波设他心里的猜疑。
And so David here pay attention to Mephibosheth and his doubts.
所以大卫的善行也是非常的美。
And so this good deed that David did was also very beautiful.
我们再看撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 12 verse 1.
第一节神差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里。请念第一句话。
The Lord sent Nathan to David when he came to him.
这是大卫犯的错。
Here David had committed sin.
那神差派拿单要去这个指责大卫。
So God sent prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
神要拿单做的事情，拿单就去做了，这是一件对的事情。
So what God told Nathan to do, he did accordingly. So this is the right thing to do.
但是拿单这一个人他做对的事情，而且他要把它做得美。
But this person Nathan, he did the right thing and he did it so beautifully.
他爱大卫。
He loves David.
除了这件事情，大卫真的是一个好的国王。
Aside from his mistake, David was a good king.
所以这个拿单先知他有一个目标就是大卫他能够醒悟过来，大卫能够在神的面前来悔改。
And so Nathan had a goal. He wanted David to awaken and to realize his mistake and his sin and to repent.
他现在正要做一件对的事情。
And Nathan was about to do something right.
但是他想着说，很用心的想，如何才能够让他做得完全，做得美。
And so he had think very hard how he could do this, how he could do this right thing in a good way and in the right way, and also did it beautifully.
如果只是要指责大卫的话，那非常的简单。
It is very easy for him to just rebuke David.
他奉神的名就来告诉大卫，你是如何如何的做错，如何如何的不好。
He could just go to David and said, "In the name of the Lord, you have this, did, and this, that wrong."
但是拿单他却先想一想之后，他先讲一个故事。
But yet Nathan thought about it first, and he told David a story.
再看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
第七节，拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。”
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
在这个时候，拿单才指出大卫的错来。
And only at this point of time that Nathan had pointed to David's mistake.
他真的达到了目的。
And he had reached his goal.
十三节。
13.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪神了。”拿单说：“神已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”
David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die."
一个人必须要承认自己的罪，否则的话，这个罪会跟着那个人一辈子。
One has to admit one's sin, otherwise the sin will be with the man forever.
对一个国王来讲，要承认他的错这个比别人都还困难。
And to David as a king, it's even more harder, or it's even harder for him to admit that he made mistake.
而且大卫已经他已经千方百计的想要遮盖自己的错。
And furthermore, David had went through all the troubles to try to cover up his sin.
如果不是出于爱这个拿单他不会这么用心。
If it wasn't out of love, Nathan would not have put so much effort.
所以这个对的事情里头，如果要美的话，还要加上爱。
And so in doing good deeds, to make it a beautiful good deeds, it has to add it on it love.
拿单不希望这个罪永远跟着大卫。
Nathan did not wish that the sin be with David forever.
所以他想很用心的想如何才能够让大卫来认罪来悔改。
So he had put all effort to think about how he could lead David into admitting his sin and also to repent.
当从大卫的口中自己说出来说我得罪神了。
And to make David say it with his own words that he had sinned against God.
拿单他就很感谢的这个罪会离开大卫的。
And so Nathan thank God and say David's sin will leave him.
所以拿单就说神已经除掉你的罪。
So Nathan said the Lord has taken away your sin.
我们再看啊，尼希米记第五章。
And let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 5.
尼希米记第五章第九节。
Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 9。
第九节，尼希米又说：“你们所行的不善，你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。”
So, Nehemiah continued, "What you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemy?"
在尼希米发现说，这犹太人的这些贵胄官长这个他们做了不对的事情。
Nehemiah had found out that some of the officials and the royalties have did something wrong.
那这件事情。在神的面前显示出来是不敬畏神。
And if these were to be revealed, these are the things that defile God.
而且会被这个仇敌来毁谤。
And they will be reproached by the Gentile enemy.
因为这些人他们让自己的同胞成为奴隶或者这个借钱给他们又收利息。
Because they have enslaved their own brothers and they have received usury from their own countrymen.
所以让贫穷的这些同胞更加的贫穷。
So their own brothers and sisters who are poor become more and more poor.
让那些受苦的人更加的受苦。
And they had added on sufferings upon those that are already suffering.
所以尼希米他要做对的事情。
Therefore, Nehemiah wanted to do the right thing.
他要禁止这些人继续这样子做。
He wanted to stop these people from doing these things.
那他做尼希米做对的事情，而且做得美。
And therefore, Nehemiah did the right thing, and he did it beautifully.
第十节。
Verse ten.
我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。
I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain, but let the exacting of usury stop.
这个尼希米就说到，从我来开始。
And Nehemiah said, "Let me start."
那些需要帮助的人我将我的银钱来借给他们用。
I will lend my money to those who are needed it.
但是。不向他们起利息。
But I would not take usury from them.
我这样子做，属于我的人也要这样子做。
I will do this, and my people will also do the same.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我如今劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们索取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油，1%的利息都归还他们。
Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyard, olive groves, and houses, and also the usury you are charging them, the 100th part of the money, grain, new wine, and oil.
这个尼希米先说我这么做，然后才要求别人说你们也这样做。
So Nehemiah mentioned that he will start doing that first, and then he will ask other people to do the same.
再看十四节。
Let us read verse 14.
自从我奉派做犹大地的省长。就是从亚达薛西王20年直到32年，共有12年之久，我与我的弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。
Moreover, from the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, until his 32nd year, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate their food allotted to the governor.
这里说尼希米是王所指派的省长。
And so here mentioned that Nehemiah was a governor appointed by the king.
所以他也是带有政治上的这个权柄。
And he also has some political authority.
所以他事实上可以命令那些人要照着他所说的做。
So as the matter of fact, he could actually ordered those people to do certain things.
但是尼希米他不愿意用命令的，他用自己做榜样。
But Nehemiah did not want to give that order, but But instead, he had led an example by himself.
因为我这样子做了, 所以你们照我这样子做。
Because I do this, therefore you need to follow me.
那这个在神面前, 是对的事情, 是神所喜悦的事情。
And this, in the eyes of God, is something that is right, is something that will please God.
我们都知道, 命令别人之, 这个, 指点, 指使。 别人差派别人怎么做，这个是比较容易。
And we all know it is easier for us to command others to do something or to instruct them to do something.
当然我们命令别人做的事情会是对的事情。
And when, of course, we will order or command other people to do good things.
但是如果能够像尼希米这样的话，是会是美的。
But if we were to do it like Nehemiah, it will be something that is good and beautiful.
他用自己来做榜样。
He had set himself up as an example.
不是自己很轻松, 那别人是重担。
And he did not spare himself of all the troubles and yet burden others with it.
在耶稣的时代啊, 这个, 华利赛人啊, 他们的, 他们不美的地方就是在这里。
And this is where the Pharisees in the New Testament, where they did not look so beautiful.
主耶稣也说，他们叫你，他们所指导的是对的，要照着去做。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that what the Pharisees said are right. You need to do so accordingly.
但是却不要像他们那样子，这个自己一根手指头都不动。
But do not be like them that you refuse to lift even a fingers of your, even one finger.
所以华利赛人的教导是对的。
Therefore, the teaching of the Pharisees are all right.
但是他们的生活却不得神的纪念。
But yet, what they do was not remembered by God.
我们请再看尼希米记第五章。
Let us turn to Nehemiah chapter 5.
第五章十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我的神啊, 求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事, 施恩于我。
Remember me with favor, O my God, for all I have done for these people.
这是尼希米很有自信的向神来求恩。
And so this is Nehemiah's prayer with confidence to ask God for a blessing.
因为他能够说神啊, 你纪念我所做的。
Because he can say with confidence, remember me, O Lord.
我所做的是对的，而且是美的。
What I have done is right, and also it is beautiful.
再看尼希米记13章。
Let us turn to Nehemiah 13.
13章34节, 14节。
Nehemiah 13, verse 14.
我的神啊, 求你因这事纪念我, 不要涂抹我为神的殿以其中的礼节所行的善。
Remember me for this, O my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and its services.
22节的最后一句话, 我的神啊, 求你因这事纪念我, 照你的大慈爱, 联系我。
And verse 23, the later part said, Remember me for this also, O my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love.
我们的祷告祈求有没有这样的自信?
Do we have this kind of confidence in our prayer and in our petition?
说神啊，你纪念我所做的事情。
Can we say with confidence to God, O Lord, please remember what I have done?
除非我们所做的事情是对的, 这个好的, 而且又是美的。
Unless what we did was something that is right, that is good, and that is beautiful.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们都能够做对的事情，好的事情， 而且是美的。
May we all be able to do something that is good and right, and we do so in a beautiful way.
因为在我们生活当中， 我们的祷告里头有很多的祈求。
Because in our life, we have a lot of requests in our prayer.
我们的祈求是要能够像耶利, 这个尼希米这样的, 很有自信的。
And let us pray that we can be like Nehemiah, that we have this confidence.
唱诗58首。
Let us sing him 58.